262,385 steps. That's how much Justin Haley walked in 1 week. He gets off work at 4 from the wastewater treatment facility.
Have a good weekend.
And strides down a gravel path, the beginning of his long walk home.
It's 4 miles from my house to here. Yeah, it takes about an hour.
It's a trek he makes nearly every day, through rain showers and snow, clocking his steps with a pedometer. If you've never seen one, the device looks kind of like a pocket watch. Petersburg Mental Health Services gave them out to everyone participating in the challenge. It's how Haley knows it's 20,000 steps round trip. He's familiar with every detail of the road, every pothole.
Every crack in the sidewalk, yeah. I'm pretty familiar with the route.
Last year when Haley was doing the challenge, he hit a personal goal, 50,000 steps in 1 day.
You really have to be, I guess, dedicated and probably a little bit crazy to try and get 50,000 steps a day.
Did any friends or family members say you're a little bit crazy for walking that
much? Oh, yeah. You know, I have a very supportive family, but, yeah, I think my wife used the term obsessed, and, yeah, I'm a little nuts, but, yeah, it felt good.
Kim Kilkenny is a senior clinician at Petersburg Mental Health Services. She says that the pedometer challenge is about taking a holistic approach to wellness. When you exercise, your brain releases endorphins.
It feels good. That's that little high thing you feel when you're exercising, you know, 15 minutes in. So exercising can help jumpstart your brain so that you start to feel better.
This is a mile and a quarter right here. Actually, that blue sign right there, that's the midway point.
For Haley, the pedometer challenge was part of a big life change that started 2 years ago. Back then, he didn't walk much. He was 70 pounds heavier and had difficulty running. In 2012, he was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. MS, as it's known, is a debilitating disease. And in the most severe cases, it can affect your ability to walk and to speak. When Haley was admitted to the hospital, he couldn't stand. His body was numb from the neck down. A nurse handed him a piece of paper describing his symptoms.
Just going off that sheet of paper, I thought my present condition was the way my life was going to be. The sheet was a little misleading and kind of led me to believe that, yeah, I was going to be pretty much wheelchair bound for the rest of my life.
After that diagnosis, Haley changed his entire lifestyle. He stopped eating red meat, started exercising regularly.
And over the next couple weeks, things started to improve, but when the diagnosis first came in, I thought, this is my life. It's kind of what I'm stuck with. But, got better. Got walking again. And, now I'm doing this.
With a $25,000 grant, Petersburg Mental Health Services not only gives out pedometers, it also gives out prizes, tablets, a kayak, and gift cards. But for Haley, it's not about winning.
I don't like not being able to walk. I don't like not being able to stand. Most of the time I don't feel my feet, don't feel my legs, don't feel my hands. And I can live with that, but if I can't walk, yeah, life wouldn't be so good.
For the 2014 Pedometer Challenge, both Haley and his two-person team have more than doubled their closest competition. Although the program's ending, Haley isn't going to slow down. He's training for a marathon he'll run later this year. Reporting in Petersburg, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.